And again, happy 2016 from the HealthyLife.net News at 7. We're all getting set for the new year and a couple new features on the News at 7. Right now, we're going to welcome Ellen Moyer to the HealthyLife.net News at 7. Ellen is a PhD, environmental engineer, author, and speaker with 3 decades of professional experience and is a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and is currently working on her 3rd book, which is about how to have fun creating a sustainable world, and that's what we will be talking about. Her website is ellenmoyerphd.com. Ellen, welcome to the HealthyLife.net News at 7.
Thank you so much, Jay. I'm going to talk about 22 reasons to eat organic. One of the best things we can do for both ourselves and the environment is to eat organic. Food is the basic way we fit into the web of life. By our food choices, which we make several times a day, day after day after day, over entire lifetimes, each of us inescapably makes major impacts on our health and the environment. Choosing organic food has positive impacts, and choosing industrial food has negative impacts. Industrial agriculture actually is a very recent development, which has only been with us for a handful of decades. Before this, we practiced organic agriculture for 10,000 years. Industrial agriculture uses manufactured inputs, which can include pesticides, chemical fertilizers, antibiotics, hormones, and genetically modified organisms. Organic growing uses none of this junk. So here are 13 ways that eating organic helps us. My top reason for eating organic is to avoid ingesting synthetic pesticides, which have been linked to a long list of diseases. These include cancer, diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, birth defects, reproductive disorders, asthma, cardiovascular disease, and autoimmune diseases like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and chronic fatigue syndrome. It's really no surprise that pesticides harm people as well as pests when you consider that humans are genetically similar to other living things. For example, we share half of our genes with fruit flies. Number 2, eating organic reduces the more than 10,000 pesticide poisonings that occur each year among U.S. agricultural workers. 3, another great reason to eat organic is that you get to avoid eating antibiotics. This reduces the huge and growing problem of antibiotic-resistant bugs and therefore helps preserve the effectiveness of antibiotics for curing infections. Antibiotic-resistant infections kill at least 23,000 Americans each year. Industrial agriculture uses antibiotics with abandon, even spraying them on some vegetable crops. 4, you also get to avoid eating genetically modified organisms by eating organic. 5, you also get to avoid administered hormones in animal products. 6, you can avoid synthetic food additives such as, quote, natural flavorings, unquote, and other mysterious ingredients that may be harmful or untested. 7, sewage sludge is not allowed on organic fields, so you can avoid eating heavy metals and synthetic chemicals from this source. 8, organic food has more nutrients. 9, organic food has more phytochemicals. These are plants' natural defense mechanisms against insects and microorganisms, and they happen to be good for us. 10, organic food tastes great. 11, our buying organic increases demand for it. This ultimately brings prices down so others who are less affluent can afford to eat clean food. 12, organic growing is the only way to feed the world on a long-term basis, according to a United Nations report. Industrial agriculture is unsustainable because it wrecks the soil. And lastly, you feel good knowing that you're eating clean food and helping others and the environment. How good could you feel giving your kid industrial cow's milk to drink if you were aware that it could contain antibiotics, painkillers, anti-inflammatory drugs, steroid and sex hormones, and antifungal drugs? Now, here are 9 reasons our eating organic helps the environment. First, because it doesn't use synthetic pesticides, organic growing avoids poisoning soil organisms, plants, pollinators like butterflies and bees that we utterly depend on for our food supply, birds, frogs, and really all animals. 2, similarly, other living things are not exposed to applied antibiotics and hormones. 3, organic growing helps the climate because it generates only half the greenhouse gas emissions of industrial agriculture. For one thing, organic growing doesn't use synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, which take a lot of energy to manufacture. For another, organic growing retains and stores more carbon in the soil. 4, organic growing maintains soil health, whereas soil contamination, degradation, and erosion are typical problems with industrial agriculture. 5, because soils are amended with more organic matter, organic farm fields hold moisture better. So this means less irrigation water is needed, and soils are more resistant to drought. 6, groundwater and surface water are kept cleaner because they are not contaminated by pesticides, chemical fertilizers, and other synthetic chemicals. A major problem with industrial fertilizers is that they create dead zones in the oceans at mouths of rivers. Oxygen is depleted in dead zones. Therefore, higher life forms, such as seafood species, can't survive there. Shockingly, the dead zone at the mouth of the Mississippi River is the size of New Jersey. 7, farm animals have a much better life. One reason is that antibiotics can't be used to compensate for overcrowded and filthy living conditions. 8, organic growing is better for wildlife too. They're not poisoned, and more natural areas such as wetlands and fence rows are retained. And lastly, organic producers strive to maintain food species diversity by planting different varieties. This makes our food system more resilient in the face of climate change and other stresses. I can think of only 2 reasons to not eat organic. The first is short-term cost. Organic food costs more at the grocery store. However, I believe organic costs less in the long run because of lower health care costs. Dealing with any of the illnesses linked to pesticides that I listed at the beginning, like cancer or Parkinson's disease, costs big bucks. We save money to the extent that organic food prevents these illnesses. The other reason not to eat organic is lack of availability. Many people simply don't have access to organic food. For example, people who live in food deserts, in urban slums, or remote rural areas. In closing, we are what we eat. To be the best we can be, we should eat the best food we can, which means eating organic. Luckily, eating organic helps the environment too, and in many significant ways. Each of us can make a big difference by eating organic.
All right. Well, that is nearly a couple dozen reasons, or about 2 dozen reasons, for why we should eat organic. Tips for helping ourselves and the environment, and a number of great tips right there from Ellen Moyer today on the HealthyLife.net News at 7. Ellen, where can our listeners reach you if they want to find out more tips?
Well, the best way is to visit my website, which is ellenmoyerphd.com. That's spelled ellenmoyerphd.com.
All right, and we will look forward to hearing more from Ellen very soon in the next couple days and weeks here on the HealthyLife.net News at 7 with more tips for helping ourselves and the environment.
Thank you, Jay.